What did Capital One do that caused your division to pursue this case?
Well, actually, this case was brought to our attention when a service member asked for the benefits under a law called the Service Members Civil Relief Act, the SCRA, and asked for 6% interest rate reduction, which they're entitled to by law when they're on active duty. And the service member didn't get that benefit, and they went to their military legal assistance program on their base, and that's how we got the referral and we opened our investigation. It began with that, and we began then to look at Capital One's full lending and crafted a settlement with Capital One that covers all aspects of their lending, and they're an extensive lender in the United States.
Now, their lending encompasses a variety of different products. At what point, I guess, where are the boundaries is the question. When you get a case like this, are you limited to pursuing the specific issues that the person is asking about, or are you able to sit down with this person and say, well, let's take a look at how you're dealing with members of the military in all cases?
Well, actually, the Attorney General has broad powers to look for pattern or practice violations. So when we get an investigation based on one particular violation, if we have authority under that law, which we do, we look for pattern or practice because we want to make sure if there are violations under that law, we've covered the full gamut. So we usually expand our investigations if we have reason to believe there may be a pattern or practice of violation of rights.
Now, you mentioned the 6% provision that some members of the military aren't familiar with. Are there other protections that they have when it comes to lending that either pertain to this case or didn't pertain to this case, but that maybe members of the military aren't aware of?
Yes, I think there might be, and we're trying to get the word out. We're working in concert with members of the military, with the Department of Defense, and the new Consumer Financial Protection Board, Holly Petraeus's office, to get the word out to service members that they do have rights, and we're here to protect those rights. So among them is that service members cannot have an action taken to against their credit, either to foreclose against their home, to repossess their car, to enter judgments against them without a court order. The idea, while they're serving on active duty, they should have notice and they should have an opportunity to be present or to ask the court to wait so that they can get to court or have a representative for them. So if there has been no court order issued and there's a judgment entered against them or a repossession of a car or a vehicle or a foreclosure on a house, that's illegal under the Service Member Civil Relief Act.
And it sounds like the gist of this is just to give them an opportunity to be able to respond rather than something happening when they're in a position where certainly if they're on active duty, that's the least of the things that they have to worry about.
That's correct. The idea is that they're focused on serving their country and serving us, and we want them to be able to focus in that way. And while that's happening, they should be given an extra opportunity because they may not be able to get to court, and they may have defenses to those debts or those judgments, and they should have that due process, that opportunity to be heard. And that's why Congress passed this act, and it's important that we have vigorous enforcement. We've really tried to step up our compliance with the Service Members Civil Relief Act, and this settlement, the Capital One settlement, is one of our most sweeping decrees or settlements we've ever obtained. And I think one of the significant things is that Capital One, in realizing that they do so much lending, if a service member comes in, for example, in one area, in one part of their book of business, maybe for an auto loan, and says, listen, I'm on active duty and I'd like that 6% interest rate reduction, that service member's request will be applied throughout Capital One's lending, and that's the first time we've ever gotten that kind of relief so that service members don't have to worry about sending multiple requests to the same lender.
Vicki Schultz is Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department, talking about the new settlement with Capital One. Ms. Schultz, Reuters News Service reports Capital One and U.S. authorities said in a consent order that a bank-ordered independent review identified some of the violations. I'm a little bit of a legal amateur. What is a consent order, and what does that mean in the context of the settlement of the case?
Sure. Every bank has certainly many banks have federal regulators, and Capital One is no exception. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, is the federal bank regulator for Capital One. And so it's incumbent upon them to make sure that banks are complying with the laws. They do their own independent reviews. They have examinations. And as a part of their regular routine examinations, they also found that there may have been some violations, and they had concerns about SCRA compliance. So they issued, as their bank regulatory agency, their own orders so that they can monitor compliance. And we worked with them to make sure that those were in concert.
The settlement is listed at $12 million, and Mr. Perez, the Assistant U.S. Attorney General for Civil Rights, said that that will be distributed among 4,000 service members. How will it be distributed, and who are those 4,000? You mentioned this started with just an inquiry from one member.
That's correct. Actually, as a part of this settlement, we'll be identifying those service members. They don't need to contact us because we'll be contacting them. The bank has agreed to have an independent consultant review all their lending to make sure we found anyone whose rights may have been violated. And as such, they'll be contacted if we believe, and DOJ has approval and authority, and we'll be monitoring that compliance. But if we believe there's a violation, they will be contacted so that they can get the relief they deserve. And that means it could be a foreclosure that was done without a court order, or repossession of a car, or a default judgment, or a failure to get their 6% interest rate reduction. And in any of those contexts, we'll be looking out for those service members.